You are now listening to Shattercast Uncut. Prepare to be shattered with your hosts, Matt Baldwin, Skullface, Greg for Mercy, Oscar NJ Boy, T2RX6, Mega 81. Welcome to Shattercast.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Shattercast Uncut, where we have an opportunity to get to know one of our own, or as I call it, get to know a guy. Episode 1, featuring our very own Greg for Mercy. How you doing, buddy?
I was doing good until you fucking called me on Skype.
Fantastic. And as always, I don't care. And of course, joining me tonight, as you can hear from the laughter in the background, is everyone's favorite mom-banging, girlfriend-stealing, and the guy who'll borrow 20 bucks and not pay you back, Mr. Antoine Lewis, also known as Mr. Mega 81. How you doing,
bud? Well, people, Oscar's back.
I have missed.
And of course, everyone's favorite champion for Hasbro, as he wears his crown, has a big letter H made out of construction paper and glitter that he glued onto himself. He's all proud of it. Is everyone's favorite little creamy legend, Mr. Matthew Deluxe.
I love you, Oscar.
Sensual does not love you, my friend. Do not speak to Sensual.
I'm getting one.
You are not buying one. You are a pussy. You are scared of KFC. They give you pneumonia.
Yes, Sensual for you.
And as always, one of the last guys to join us tonight, unfortunately, Mr. T2RX6 is busy building a fucking rocket or something. I don't know. He's an engineer. As always, joining us tonight is the other founding member of this podcast, the one and only balding Dennis Leary, the K to Lewis CK, Mr. Skullface. Hey, lover.
Balded. The days of balding are long gone.
Nah, you got that patch, you grow out and put in a little ponytail and you go, I am the secret to the Rhino Warrior.
I actually reacted way too late for it. I don't know if I've ever spoke on the show, but like, people were telling me I was losing it and I was like, whatever dude, it feels fine. And then I got a picture back that was on the back of my head and I was like, oh fuck! And that night it was gone.
That's that bald spot.
It was like thin, it looks like that guy you see where you're just like, oh, why doesn't he shave that shit off?
Oh yeah.
You're lucky, man. You got the fucking back of your head. I got the front. Like, I see that shit.
Oh, you got that straight up principal look. Right on.
No, it's not even that. It's like, it's not even like receding hairline. Like, it's like a thin patch, like right up front.
Oh, like the thin half circle?
Like, yeah,
where
you know
what
peak is? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, looks like you're going through chemotherapy. Yeah, totally blessed. Right. So anyway, I decided to go ahead and for those of you in the know about this program tonight, I went ahead and got with Bobby because we had another guest lined up, but he never confirmed. But I figure, you know what? I got everything set up. It's been a while since I spoke to any of these guys.
Fuck you, Peter Cullen, when you said the guests didn't line up, and I said, "God damn it."
But, so I decided why not get a chance because we always get these listener questions and sometimes they tend to repeat themselves and this is Shattercast Uncut, not a half-assed podcast that likes being asked the same thing every show. And so I figured why not get to know one of our own? We all have our own little stories that resolve involve the fandom. Why not get a chance to sit down with one of our own even though sadly tonight the guy we're going to be talking with tonight may have to split at a moment's notice. So without further ado, we're going to get a chance to get to know our good friend Greg for Mercy. So Greg, we want to know this.
Mom. Mom, hi Mom.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm on the internet.
We didn't ask before the show, like, if there was, like, any, like, you know, is there, like, a safe word or is any questions, like, you know?
We'll find out. All right, look. New rule on the fly. This is why I'm awesome. If you don't want to answer something, say you plead the fifth. So, right. Greg.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever killed a man?
I have not. I have not that I know of.
I was going to say, not today.
I'm going to call bullshit. No, in all honesty, Greg, go ahead and talk about the way you look at the fandom in general before we get into the specifics of how you got involved in it. How do you view the fandom now as you did back, like, let's say, 5 years ago?
Whiny nerds. Privileged fucks. Let's see. Know-it-alls. Fuck you, you're cool, fuck you. That pretty much sums it up in a nutshell. Like,
interesting.
Dude, I see shit and it's just like, like, I see people like bitching about the stupidest shit and complaining about the stupidest shit, and like they get fucking hardcore into it. I'm not gonna name names and say anything, but there was this stupid back and forth discussion in the cafe today about who would win in a fight versus this and like this non-Transformers character, and like these motherfuckers were getting into it. And they're like throwing out all sorts of shit. I'm like, man, if you guys only tried this hard at fucking something that mattered to fuck, like,
life
would be in a place right now. But I don't know. Somebody add something to that.
I'm glad. I'm so glad that you asked that. Okay, so Greg for Mercy has a YouTube channel for those out there that don't
know.
Yes. And on that YouTube channel is one of the best videos on the entire YouTube called the Hasbro Dance, which we reference all the time.
What?
Yeah.
I forgot about
that. But aside from that, I went back and looked through that catalog probably like 6 months ago. Bored, went back and was like, I'm just going to play through the guy's whole catalog. And you had a lot of love for the fandom like a couple years ago. And like
Chronicles of a Man-Child.
Yeah, like there were some names that you dropped with like, you know, sincere affection that I was like, really? So my question is, you know, from that optimistic, full of love Greg of the Transformers fandom, what has changed? Like what was it? Was it just that you were so excited initially? It was like you were in the honeymoon phase, or did something change in the fan, or have you seen the morale of the fandom shift?
Most of those people that I used to love don't come around much anymore. They might be here, but they don't come around much anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just like, I was always into it, and then I figured I would give the online bullshit a try. I feel like I'm fucking talking about dating. And I figured I'd give JJ a try. And, you know, I met some real sincere guys, but they turned out to be fucking scumbags. You know what I mean?
Well, I hope you learned your lesson from trying to find love on ChristianSingles.net, how that never works out.
Right.
I'm on MuslimSingles.net right now. And,
of course.
I met this guy named Isis. I think so. You say his name. I'm gonna get.
I know him. Oh my god, he's ripped. He is shredded. He is shredded. It's great.
I think like, here's my thing, and Bobby, I think you can probably relate to me on this. Like, you see people saying some stuff, and you see people like acting in a certain way. And you get super excited. You're like, fuck yeah, someone like me. And then you find out that it's an act. You find out that it's the same fucking front all the fucking time. And somebody's yawning. Who the fuck's yawning? I'm gonna stop talking.
That would be Antoine.
Motherfucker. Tired. Wash the dishes, probably. Yeah, and people put up this fucking front. And like, and then like, it's gone. There are a lot of half-ass fucking two-faced people in this community. Or fandom, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Now, I hate to say it, but it's the fucking truth. Makes me mad. It hurts my soul.
I don't want to bring up anything painful. Who's got something? But Matt, I know you've got to have a question for Greg.
Not really.
And if you don't, you failed, because you've had, like, the past 10 minutes to be thinking.
Yeah.
Matt.
I'm your biggest fan. Why aren't you mine?
Let me say. So, out of all the Transformers, you know, we know, you know, you're a Will and Dylan guy and everything. What is your favorite Transformer that you've ever had? And if you got rid of it, would you want to get it back?
Oh, man. Favorite Transformer I ever had was, was probably it's a tie between my Power Master Prime and my Double Dealer.
Nice.
And my Piranicon. I just have memories associated with those three. I never got rid of them. I just kind of lost them. I tried to replace them, and it wasn't the same thing. So I got rid of that, too. I wouldn't want them back, but I would want decent updated versions of all of them. I'd like to see that. Of figures I have now, I think my favorite, I just realized this yesterday, actually, is probably my Masterpiece Soundwave set. Because that's been my go-to figure lately. Like, that's the one I just keep picking up and putting down and picking up and putting down. Either that or my my Hercules. I think are my favorites right now. Those are the ones that I pick up and fuck with the most. So
nice.
I'm slowly believing that Masterpiece Soundwave is like the second best sound Masterpiece figure like made since, to be honest, after MP10.
Well, I think I said on the last show it's like my least favorite and my most favorite figure because Matt was like, "What the fuck with Jetfire?" Because he had like started to droop a little bit because I'd set him on the shelf crooked and I had to adjust his legs.
Oh, get that leg up.
Yeah, he's like, you better tighten up, boy. I mean, for all his faults, like, he's the best Soundwave that I've ever had.
Easily. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't even say there's that many faults. You know, like, he's a good toy.
Yeah, it's just little things that I wish he would do, but Soundwave doesn't do those. You know what I mean? Like, it's just little things, like, oh, but that's Soundwave. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like
you're
little,
the goat.
It's
come on, man.
Jesus Christ. I actually had to Google that because I thought you was kidding. Oh. And then that photo of that G2 Optimus Prime came up. And then I went ahead and Googled the Soundwave and my God.
I can't wait.
Bruce. Antoine, you got a question for Greg?
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
I don't like the way you stepped up.
I know, he said it like you said an answer your ass.
Nah, I'm not serious. What made you decide to like start up the Cybertron Cafe?
I didn't start the Cybertron Cafe. That's a common misconception. I actually, and for everyone's gonna hear this shit now. Some people know the story, some people don't. I got added to a group by a guy. I got added to a bunch of groups by a guy. And, I saw a bunch of motherfuckers in there. Like, it was like the fucking Wild West. Like, it was outlaw territory. And, like, people were fucking asking stupid prices and acting like fucking fools. And there was like 115 people in there. Like, fucking, like, acting like fucking idiots. So I would just go in there and fuck with people. And, like, I would fuck with them hard. And I was like, man, today's the day I'm gonna get kicked out of this group. Today's the day I'm gonna get kicked out of this group. Oh, I get a message. I'm like, today's the day. And it's from the fucking guy who started the group. He was like, you want to be an admin in my group? And I'm like, what? I was like, what do I have to do? He was like, just keep doing what you're doing. I was like, okay. And then like 3,000 some members later, nice. I'm doing it. You know, doing the same thing I always did. You never know when somebody's going to try to put a dick on something. You gotta step in and tell them to stop. Fucking children. It was a good question, even though it's a little, its roots, its basis was a little flawed. It was a good question.
Yeah,
I do it for the kids, man.
Oh, I'm sure you do enjoy the common misconception, though. Like, did you start the Cybertron Cafe, Greg? You're like, no, yes, I did.
No. The Papa's actually come back home lately. Things have gotten so bad out there. Papa's been hanging out lately.
No. In all actuality, how many groups do you think you admin overall? I mean, you do come under fire in some of these Facebook groups for being, quote, the overlord for certain territories. How do you react to stuff like that in the first place? Because people in positions of authority, i.e. whether you're a supervisor or an admin in a group, they tend to come under fire. How do you handle that, and what advice do you give to other people that started groups as well?
Infamy is infamy. There's no such thing as a bad name. If people are talking about you, it's all right. Anyone who gets turned away by something that some of these individuals say, then I don't like bringing their names up, despite what some people say. Mr. Dottie Lavis. If they don't like me, that's great. If they turn other people away that are like them, that's great. You know, I want things to be fair. I want people to be treated fair. I want people to enjoy their experience dealing. I'm not going to rip somebody off. I'm not going to fuck somebody over, and I don't see why anybody else would, over some fucking toys. You know what I mean? Like, this is a way to, like, find people. Like, I don't meet a lot of people in my everyday life that are into the same shit I am. I just don't. Everybody's into Marvel and DC and all that shit, but there's not a lot of people really into Transformers, and I've met people through these groups, and I appreciate it. And I find that it's like back in the old days. I'm talking like the olden days. Like, you fucked up, and like, you got put on display in front of everybody, and everybody knows you fucked up, and you don't fuck up again, right? Right? Right?
Yep.
Right?
Anybody? Yep.
Yeah. And that's what I operate on. That's why I make a big deal out of stupid shit. I know it looks dumb. But I was telling Stacy, who's the guy that actually runs the cafe, the other night, I made some posts about this kid fucking spamming and whatever, being a dick. And, like, people I didn't even know, I'd never seen their names before, were sending me a message saying, thank you. Like, thank you for doing this. I know it sounds stupid, and it is stupid, but, like, they're sending me messages, thank
you. Well, you said it, not us.
Well, yeah. I mean, but I'm saying, like, it's not important.
I think it kind of is. I beg to differ. I think it kind of is important when you sit there and you make statements about people who are potential ripoff artists that do backhanded dirty trades. And by dirty, I mean a certain individual that shipped out a movie jazz figure that looked like it was literally dragged through shit and then allowed mold to set in and just caked on there perfectly.
And then
that individual plays off like he's innocent.
And then said that they could just wash it, it'd be okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yes. Forgot about him. Yeah, I know. And then the people that don't pack their shit and, you know, they send out fucking gold plastic figures with no packing in the box and...
Hello. Your last question for the evening before we go ahead and let you do what it is you gotta do. Now, since you admin all these groups and stuff like that, you know, we constantly on past episodes, you talk about how guys get themselves banned. When it comes to groups that you are involved with, what are the circumstances that call for a banning? Because we don't want people to know when they listen to this and they walk away from this saying, oh, Greg's just going to ban you if you fucking piss him off. Give them a good example of what'll get you banned from the Cybertron Cafe or any other group in which you are an admin of.
Doing wrong and being cocky about it. That's my number one thing. Bragging about fucking ripping somebody off. That's universal. You just want one thing, right? You don't want the whole list. Rules.
Well, let's give a handful to the people. Just give us five items.
Don't be a fucking douchebag. And coming from me, I know that sounds weird, but like, don't be a fucking douchebag. Like, if you're already under fire, like if I've been summoned, if someone has said my name three times, then you piss somebody off. Like, don't be a fucking douchebag.
Candyman.
Like, just
Candyman.
Do it's the golden rule, man. You can't get away from it. Like, treat other people the way you want to be treated. You know what I mean? Like, if I fucked up, I wouldn't expect to stay in a group. I mean, I guess if I was in a position to fuck somebody over, I wouldn't care. But you know what I mean? Like, don't lie. Like, don't fucking knock off a CVS for fucking pain pills and then fucking steal from a bunch of people and then fucking turn around and tell me you're fucking innocent and feed me a sob story for 3 days. Like, fuck that. You know, that's bullshit. Like, if you're going to fucking fuck up, man up and accept it, right?
True that.
I'm a fan of that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, if I see that kind of shit happening, like, there's a handful of types of people out there, and everyone falls into a category. And I don't care how different you are, you fit a major category. You know what I mean? I don't want to sound like a racist, but you're going to fit in a category. It has nothing to do with race, I just said that. But it's that same kind of thing. You're going to fall into a category, and I can see people coming from a mile away. Because I don't care how slick you think you are and how different you think you are, with your bullshit and your fucking mouth and your fucking lies and your whatever. I see you coming. And I'm hardly ever wrong. I've only been wrong one time. So.
Hey, what would that be?
As far as that shit comes up. As far as like the group shit. I mean, I've only been wrong one time.
Right. It just sounded funny with it, you know.
Yeah. And that guy like turned out to be alright. And he went his way and I went mine. And I said, I'm sorry. And I said, this is why this happened. And he said, I understand. And that was it. I manned up and said I fucked up, and he said I appreciate it and I respect you for that, and we went our separate ways. So,
All right. Well, I want to go ahead and thank Greg for joining us tonight. As always, you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, all the other social medias. I'm drawing
a blank right now.
Yeah, very, very rusty is what happens. I've been drinking Johnny Walker Red Label all day. So, I've not been driving, though, I promise. But other than that, be sure to go ahead and check us out. Look us up on Facebook, as always, where we talk the most shit. And until then, as I used to say back in the days, if I remember now, remember to be good to yourselves and each other, and for the love of Primus, please collect responses.
Or I'm gonna fucking get you.
You've been shattered.
Bob needs to fuck this shit up every time.